As President Obama was meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House, a new coalition called the Community of Yes was launching a nationwide ad campaign supporting bold U.S. leadership to achieve a two-state solution.
While chaos and violence in the Middle East grow, America's chorus of no ignores reality.
The Jewish settlement should be allowed to expand.
Who's imposing what on whom?
The Community of Yes is unprecedented. It's led by J3. The group calls itself the pro-Israel, pro-peace lobby and favors the two-state solution, a Palestinian state living alongside Israel. The coalition includes three more Jewish organizations as well as two Muslim American groups, Churches for Middle East Peace and the Foundation for Middle East Peace. But tensions between Israel and the Palestinians are mounting after Israel demolished three Palestinian homes in an area of Jerusalem it seized in the 1967 war. The peace process has been stalled, with the U.S. mediating so-called proximity talks. The Palestinian Authority is insisting on a total freeze of Jewish settlement in the West Bank before entering direct talks. Hadar Susskind, a vice president of J3, explains the coalition's goals.
To be a counter in a lot of ways to the broad array of voices that you'll hear out there, sometimes in Congress, sometimes on the airwaves, and in the Jewish community and otherwise, of folks who spend a lot of time talking about why we can't do this, why we can't get to peace, why Israel doesn't have a partner. What we want to show is what we know is out there, a tremendous, tremendous amount of support for U.S. leadership to end this conflict.
Susskind says opinion polls indicate more than 80% of Jewish Americans support an active role by the U.S. to bring about the two-state solution. To build even more support, J3 has been holding events at synagogues. The other groups in the community will be going to their constituents.
There's going to be a whole series of tools and ways for people to engage, to join the Community of Yes, to be part of this broad effort to say yes to American leadership, yes to President Obama engaging and trying to finally bring an end to this conflict.
New to the mix are two large Islamic American organizations, including the Muslim Public Affairs Council, or MPAC. Harris Terrain directs MPAC's Washington office.
We've come together to say it's time for those who are willing to say yes to peace and now to really accentuate our voices and to come together. We think we can mobilize Americans of all backgrounds, and Muslim Americans will be one component of that.
Terrain says, although the Muslim American community is diverse, the Palestinian issue is dear to most. While the Community of Yes says the U.S. is urgently needed to help end the conflict, some pro-Israel groups argue against moving quickly. Robert Satloff is executive director of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, which takes mostly pro-Israel positions.
Most Americans have an understanding that Israelis are on the front lines. Our job, the appropriate job for the United States government, is to reduce the risks for the peacemakers so that they can take that last leap to make the peace.
Organizations in the Community of Yes are prodding Congress and the Obama administration to help end the Palestinian-Israeli conflict through sustained engagement, which President Obama promised in his Cairo address 1 year ago. Mohammed Al-Shinawi, VOA News.